So let's talk about our multi-species survey net. It's just the next slide, please. Six, yes. Yeah, we're just going to go down. Thank you. So we use a four-seam, three-bottle box net. It's got a 400 mesh fishing circle. It was designed over a three-year period with a survey advisory panel, which was made up of, at least in 2004, there were people came and went a little bit. In 2004, there were seven industry representatives on the panel, four academics or gear researchers, and two center scientists. The panel was appointed by the Mid-Atlantic and the New England Council for some good representation. I could name the fishermen, probably most of them from memory, if anybody's interested, and we can talk about that later. The design, once it was developed, was then brought to three local gear manufacturers and who put their heads together and came up with the design. The needs were defined by the panel and the specs. And then that was brought forward to local manufacturers who put their heads together and came up with this design that they thought met the objectives of a multi-species survey, and I'm focusing on the multi-species aspect of it because I know there's concerns that the net does not catch certain species as well as it does others, and that's obviously true. We have a need to go everywhere with this net, and we need to address, I think our survey informs 49 or 50 different assessments, so it's got to catch a lot of fish, a lot of different species. So some of the design features are that it's about a 90-foot sweep with a 70-foot head rope. There's 12-centimeter twine in the wings and 6-centimeter twine in the balance, and we use a 1-inch cod end liner so we catch the recruits coming into the fishery. Nominal fishing characteristics, we get about 108 feet of door spread and about 46 feet of wing spread. I've converted these all for the fishermen. We generally work in metric, obviously, and we get about 13 feet of head rope height. Just to clarify, our rock hopper, because I know it's a concern, it's got 16-inch discs in the center and 14-inch on the wings, and there is no taper to it. So could I have the next slide, please? So just to brush up, the key attributes of our sampling system are that we need to catch a variety of species. I already focused on that, but it's a multi-species survey, and we need to catch as many species as well as we can. Some we do really well at, some we do less so, and that's the reality of the situation. We need the ability to sample in a variety of habitats. We need to be able to go pretty much everywhere we possibly can go to successfully cover all stock areas. We want to maximize catchability between the wings. Herding for a fisherman is a very positive thing. For us, it introduces variability that we don't want. We want to focus on, ideally, if we could, we would catch every single fish directly between the wings of the net, and that's it. Not herd any fish, because then we could do an area swept analysis or something along those lines and really understand what was out there. So herding's the enemy. It introduces variability. So we use the shortest bridles and gear we can to attain the to attain our spread, and we keep it as short as possible. We need consistency across all bounds of the operation, wing spread, door spread, head rope height, the whole deal. And obviously the net has to be easily maintained. If we can't make repairs at sea or we can't build one in the shop and have it incredible to a very high level of standardization, it becomes very difficult for us to do our operation. So if you looked at the plan for this net, it looks incredibly complex, but to a fisherman, I guess it's fairly straightforward and easily maintained. So those are the things I wanted to highlight. I'll stop here, and I'm sure we'll discuss many of these things in the following hour and a half.